Blog Talk Radio.
What's good, people? It's your folks here with the Falcon Radioactive Show. I am Lyric and
Malona.
Unpredictable.
Facebook.
Anonymous.
Mr. Inquisitive.
James the Slick.
Yes. So we're here today to talk about a very, very serious topic, teen depression. So, first of all, I guess we need to really talk about what is teen depression. Does anybody kind of fill us in on that? Okay.
So, teen depression is a serious mental health problem that causes a persistent feeling of anxiety.
Okay. Is that everything? I mean, is there any other things that you can kind of add?
Sometimes for depression, you don't really have to be sad.
So those are some symptoms. What are some other symptoms that that happens when someone is depressed?
Mood
swings. Mood swings, okay.
Loss of interest.
Yeah.
I should think about.
Yes, suicide, definitely.
That's the worst.
Mm-hmm.
The worst symptom, concentration.
So what kind of, you would talk about concentration and what else?
Trouble with thinking.
Trouble with thinking, okay. So somebody mentioned suicide. How would you know if somebody's thinking about suicide?
Ms. Barnes, please call on five. Ms. Barnes, call on five.
Usually, like, sometimes they'll break down or, like, have word loss. Different types of words that can just title stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they can also. Well, it's not really successfully, but they can try.
Like, actually make the attempt of trying to do it. Okay. So, do they come up with a plan for doing it? Or is it just something that they're kind of idly talking about? Do they have a physical plan?
Sometimes some teams, they don't really have a plan. They just think about it. Sometimes some teams, they don't have a plan for it. They just kind of think about, like, what day is going to happen on. And other times, some kids, they plan it out, like, in advance, like, where it's going to be, what day, and how it's going to happen.
Okay. So has anybody in here ever experienced someone, either themselves or somebody else? Oh, my God, all the hands are going up. All the hands are going up. Anybody want to share a story about somebody? Okay.
Not named the name, but I had a friend, and she's been stuff. Her mom isn't the best mother. Ever since they moved down to South Carolina, she's been to jail almost every year. And so, you know, her mom plays a very bad role in her life, and so she got depressed and she started crying.
Did she make it through that? Did she count on anything? Oh, wow. Okay. What a sad. That is very sad. What are some other stories?
It's kind of complicated with her. She's, like, just been kind of mentally, something's wrong with her mentally, and, like, she's just been cutting without thinking about it, just cutting.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it stopped or not, but she's just been cutting her wrist.
Here, a lot of cutters. What? I saw some hands over here. What's that?
I'm not sure.
Okay. That's understandable. So I see that a lot of it ends up in, like, cutting behaviors and stuff. What are some other ways that it show itself or manifest? Can I speak?
Wanting to kill somebody, like, themselves, actually.
Wanting to kill themselves.
Like, just.
Or kill somebody else. Somebody else they may think is causing it. Anybody else want to share anything else? With that being the case, we're talking about cutting themselves. We talked about how these people are very, very upset and all the time. What are some things that you could do to help somebody like that? What are some things that we could do?
Take them to therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Try to think about positive people. Surround them by positive people.
Surround them. Well, you know now, they try to stay away from folks. They don't like being around people most of the time. So how do you get them to come out of that?
You can give them emotional support.
Emotional support, right?
That's true.
I know that we looked up some things, and on one of the things, it kind of told you some things that you could actually say to individuals. What do you think you would say to somebody who is going through all of that? What kind of things do you think would be right to say to them?
It'll always get better.
It'll always get better. Okay. All right. Anything else?
Don't surround yourself around darkness.
Okay. So you're going to try to put them in an atmosphere in which there's laughter and there's joyous things going on versus a lot of sad stuff, right? Okay. So this is one thing that it said on here. It says how to communicate with a depressed person or a depressed teen. It says first and foremost, you must focus on listening and not lecturing. Because we all tend to do that, don't we? Well, you need to try and do this. Well, you need to. I don't know why you feel that way. Anybody do that?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was one of the things it was saying. Resist the urge to criticize them or pass judgment on whether they should be feeling the way that they should be feeling. What about, it says being persistent, being gentle but persistent. Like, why don't you come take a walk or something with me? Why don't you come and do something with me? You know, and when they say, no, I don't feel like it, no, come on, you know, really just kind of coach them into doing something.
Well,
like
I'm
that.
Doing fishing.
Yeah.
Baseball.
Absolutely.
Fishing, baseball.
Stuff that's maybe outside the home.
Yeah.
Acknowledge their feelings.
Don't
acknowledge their feelings. Don't try and talk them out of the depression.
Force them into it.
Just
force them to be happy.
Even if it appears silly or doesn't make sense, you still have to just kind of acknowledge their feelings and make them feel proud of it. And it also says to trust your gut. If you feel like something's not right with somebody, or maybe they're looking like they're doing something or may do something, like kill themselves or something like that, then you need to let someone know that can help them if they're not coming to you to talk to them. So if you were to run into someone, like a friend of yours, close friend of yours, and you notice that they start withdrawing from society, withdrawing from you, not wanting to return your calls, anything like that, what would you do? Okay. Mr. Inquisitive?
You call them suicide hotline.
Mm-hmm. And we have that number, don't we? We have a suicide hotline number.
Ms. Parks and Mr. Blanding, please bring your verification sheets to the office. Ms. Parks and Mr. Blanding.
We are in a school environment, so you may hear a little bit of that. What is the hotline number for
the
those?
The hotline number for the National Suicide Hotline.
Very good. Can you repeat that one more time for us?
1-800-273-8255.
That's
good.
Yeah.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. We don't know.
In the video.
The video is because of the team.
Okay.
And whether people are accepting your.
Okay. You know, they also say there's lots of stuff. Actually, there's a lot of songs and there's a lot of movies out there and TV shows. Somebody mentioned a TV show earlier that deals. Yeah, 13 Reasons Why. I've not watched the show. I know my daughter has, but I've not watched the show. What is that about?
Is it that one where it's
about?
It's a teenage girl.
Yeah, it's about a girl who committed suicide and basically she like left different little tapes explaining to like people why she did.
Isn't that that one like the? There's also that one where that dude killed himself and all his friends were like, "Why would he do this?" And it brought them closer together.
Then some of them got angry with him and all that stuff.
He killed himself, and then another dude was about to kill himself on an overdose, and then one of the guys called and was like, "Hey, this guy just killed himself, so everybody stopped." It brought him closer. It's a good natural story. I got all that from a trailer. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
A commercial.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
All right. Okay. So. I might need to catch an episode of
it. So, the movie. Get back to the show that you guys were talking about originally. 13 Reasons Why.
Yeah.
When you listen to that, not necessarily listen to it. When you saw that show, what did it make you feel? Did it make you feel like you I don't know. What did it make you feel? Like what?
I don't know. Like maybe that's a, like, maybe I can actually witness somebody actually killing
themselves.
Okay. What else? For the ones that have seen that show.
I watch like Twist though.
I couldn't handle it.
I watch anime.
I finished the whole thing.
I watch
cartoons.
You watch the whole season?
Binge watch on Netflix.
It ain't even on Netflix yet, is it?
It is.
Well, that's why I watch Netflix. I just watch in the middle of the night.
All right. We have a caller on the line, so we're going to go ahead and bring our caller in. Hold on, caller. We got you coming in. Caller from 843-260. You are on the line.
Hey, how y'all young people of America doing? Speaking of Mark Jordan.
Who is this?
This is Mr. Jordan.
Oh, okay. Mr. Jordan? Is that what you said?
Hey. Mr. Jordan.
Mr. Joy? Okay,
Jordan.
Welcome to the show. We are talking about teen depression on the line today. Do you have any comments that you would like to make?
Well, just a question for the young teen. As far as, like, depression, and when they get in that state, who do they find comfort in? To their friends or to adults?
Okay. Good question. Somebody want to address that?
You can talk to anyone about it, really, and we trust them. if you're witness somebody dealing with that, it's better to just kind of open-minded without them don't really push anything on.
Okay, so you would go more with a child or somebody here versus an adult person?
I could holler here. She said she go more to where now?
She said that she would actually go to one of her peers because she has more of a fear when dealing or telling like adult things. So she would probably talk to more of her friends. Anybody else want to add to that?
I think what it is to establish a trust.
I think that's what some of the issues like with the parents, you know, just talking to your kids and making them feel comfortable. And, you know, that's what we tell our kids, you know, we talk to one another and you know, make them feel comfortable. Don't feel like it's a threat whenever we talk you know, just make them feel comfortable. And sometimes as a child, I think they feel tempted by their parents or what their parents might do or might don't understand where they're coming from. But what they got to understand, too, we were once kids before them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I understand sometimes, you know, feel more comfortable talking to peers, but still sometimes in the end, you might have to go to that adult to, you know, just help them along with see what's going on and see which direction or what help they might need to get.
Absolutely. Is there anybody in here who would feel comfortable telling an adult or somebody you know that's an adult? Okay. I had a couple hands. I had three hands raised in here of people who felt like they would be able to tell an adult in their life that something's going on. Have you ever tried to tell an adult something and they made you feel as though you couldn't talk to them? No, yes. I got some yeses on that one as well. Got some noes, yes. So, yes, it's a mixed crowd in here. Some of them have had instances in which they tried to express something to an adult and it didn't work out too well. They felt like they couldn't. And so I assume that at that point they stopped.
Right? Yeah, and that's up. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I would say, and that's up. Some of us adults need to understand, you know, we got to be considerate of our kids, you know, try not to be too harsh on them, you know, hear them out, because some parents will just go ahead and just fly off the handle, as some of them say, but at the same time, we need to just listen to them and, you know, just kind of feel them out and understand where they're coming from. And, you know, just let them know that we there for them. You know, I tell my kids, you know, let's talk about, find out what's going on, and let's go from there, you know. And just see what's going on. But like I said, as a parent, we also got to understand the kids, you know, just kind of be calm about it. Just, you know, just get an understanding where they're coming from instead of, you know, just jumping down their throat, just assuming this, you know, what's going on.
That's true. That is very true. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah,
really appreciate that.
All right. Well, y'all have a good evening.
You do the same.
Bye, Mr. Call. Thanks for stopping by.
All right, so that does raise some points. So have you ever had a friend, though, that has made you feel like you can't come and talk to them about nothing at all?
I've never been in a situation regarding me in depression, so, no.
Okay.
Sixth grade year old.
Sixth grade, you went to him?
No, he came to us, yeah.
Oh.
My children.
But he claimed he didn't have any issues.
I didn't. Nothing serious. It was more like, you know, I don't want to do this.
Oh, wow.
It was more rebellionism. I got a referral like a week ago because I planned a protest and they got mad at me.
Okay.
Otis knows about it.
Moving away from the
country. I've never been to
Okay.
I just have.
All right.
I
so you have. All right. So when you've been depressed, what did you do? How did you get out of it? What things did you do?
That and also being around family that I kind of trust and being around family, like with our family gathering.
Right. Okay. Landon, what do you have? Oh, not Landon.
That would be a really cool way if the superhero lost his identity. Like, it was just like Morgan Freeman and Batman and all of his family shit in the table, and then Morgan Freeman was like, Batman, pass the mustard.
and then he can't move because everyone's gonna know he's that. And then Morgan Freeman's like, "Hey, Batman, I need that. I need the mustard."
I'm getting there. That leads me to what I was gonna say. Some people you can use humor. some people will get cheered up by humor. I'm one of those people. See, these two,
you laugh.
They used to tell me stupid stuff.
I mean, that's true to a certain extent.
They got
nobody is really, I mean, because there are reasons like chemical imbalances and stuff like that that cause people to be depressed. And in that case, that means there's something going on in the brain that's causing that. And if that's the case, then that's not going to help at all. Okay? So I know we were talking earlier about suicide warnings. Would somebody like to share, like, some of the suicide warnings that they have?
Yes. Talking or joking about committing suicide.
Okay.
Saying things like, I'd be better off dead. I wish I could disappear forever, or there's no way out.
Speaking positively about death or romanticizing dying. If I die, people might love me. Writing stories and poems about death, dying, or suicide.
Engaging in reckless behavior or having a lot of accidents resulting in
giving away prized possessions. Saying goodbye to family as if it were for the last time.
Seeking out weapons, pills, or any other way to kill themselves.
Okay, so if you see any of those things, you know this, it's time to call the hotline, prevention hotline, which is 1-800-273-TALK, okay? She may have given you another number earlier, but that's also a number that you could use. This is the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. So just kind of keep that in mind. I have dealt with a lot of youth who have considered suicide, who have been depressed and that type of thing. And one of the biggest things that, being a counselor, one of the biggest things that I got as a complaint was the fact that they feel like nobody cared about them. That they were not accepted as they were, like maybe they had another preference, you know, but and that nobody accepted them and they wanted them to be different. I've heard all kinds of things, like they feel as though they try so hard in school and with their friends and stuff like that, and it just doesn't seem to be enough or it doesn't matter. It's just a lot of just internal things that go on when somebody doesn't feel like they're accepted. Have you ever felt like you weren't accepted? I mean, that maybe kind of made you feel a little some kind of way.
Yeah, it happens a lot, especially.
Yeah, at this
a lot with students, other students. In fact, there is a cause that people don't talk about because can't get into it because I'm in an education system. I appreciate that. There's like 8 causes of why the education system makes you. Good story. Nice article. I read it.
You wake up too early in the morning.
That too. Us, our age, people our age, excluding you because you're younger than this group of people, we don't naturally get tired till like 11:30. And then we wake up at 7 in the morning.
Okay, where's your proof on that?
You got to show me some documentation. No, it's true. Because babies need 16.8 hours of sleep or more.
Babies need.
And as you get older, it decreases.
Right.
You as an adult need about 8-9 hours.
No, we need about 5.
5 hours of sleep. We need like 11 to 10 to 9 to 8.
Mm-hmm.
We
so
need
maybe
more. It doesn't work like that.
Now that we've covered that bridge there. We got a little sign in the background.
Anybody
want to hear the little sign popped up?
I did an essay for college that backed him up.
That's what I'm talking about.
Y'all
are terrible. Y'all are terrible. Oh my God.
Y'all seen that? Y'all should really dig deeper because it's not as perfect as people put it.
Well, you know what? I feel as though.
Who hates me?
I'm going to go to that school.
Stay with me. I don't know who intellectually people like it. Albert Einstein dropped out when he was 15.
He's a genius.
Yeah, he was also Albert Einstein.
But one of his most famous quotes, was, and this links to depression, was, if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it'll live its whole life thinking
it's a failure. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I love that quote.
That connects to how they judge you on mathematics.
Who in here is on sports? I know you're on sports, me, right? You play basketball, don't you?
If you're bad at sports, where do you take it? It's not your thing, right? If you're bad at math, they make you do it over and over and over and over again.
Because that's something
I was just
in life.
They're teaching me how to do my taxes. They're teaching me how A equals K and how K equals B.
All right, this is a sidetrack. It is a sidetrack, but I will make this statement. They're teaching you how to not let other people jip you out of money, out of whatever the case may be, or trick you, because you will have the common sense to be able to figure it out on your own and be able to double check those things. So, I mean, you can't always, okay, people give you this and say, you know what I'm saying?
It doesn't sound that supported coming out of my mouth.
Mm, cool.
But if you research it, it leads to a bunch of points.
So, we're going to get back to the topic.
Life's good.
So, listen, they said in a research document gotten from the Washington Post that people who spend a lot of time in front of a screen, like be it a smartphone, all of that stuff. Wait a minute. Hold on. They said that it tends to cause a lot more anxiety in that person. How do you feel about that?
Well, you can go two ways on this.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, repeat that again.
It says that it causes anxiety. It causes the person, when they have to put the phone down or whatever the case may be, they have like a sort of sadness or something that comes over them and they have a hard time focusing on other things.
Actually, I can go two ways on this because right now I'm going through this. So this morning I forgot my phone because I basically never forget my phone at home. And so today, like early this morning, it was like, I can't find my phone, and then so I'm kind of upset about it because it feels like I need my phone. But as I go through the day, I'm like realizing I don't really need my phone to get through the day.
Because
right now, I don't even have a phone. It just feels fine.
Okay. All right, so we are in the final stretch of that. That's a good point you made there, too, by the way. As you said, teen depression is a very, very serious thing that a lot of our youth go through. Some of our people on our panel said that they did not experience that. That's fine. We know that there are still a lot of folks out there that do. And it's good to have the knowledge to be able to help those individuals when they are going through those types of things. So let's go ahead and just really, really quick, just kind of throw a quote or something out there that you want to share with the world as we close out the show. Start with La Luna.
Don't feel like you're ever alone. There's always somebody out there that can relate to the problem that you have or that can actually help.
People don't doubt you. The dream's not big enough.
Know your self-worth.
Okay.
Don't let people carry you down and try to be strong.
Okay.
Carry yourself.
Very good. Go ahead.
Be yourself.
Okay.
Life's tough. Life's tougher if you're stupid.
I know.
Live life to the best of your ability and don't let anybody tell you what you can or cannot do.
And remember what I said.
Anyway, we're going to say peace out. Everybody, y'all say bye.
Bye.